This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
We still don't know why. Why a gunman stormed into an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, killing 19 children and two teachers. He was shot dead by law enforcement. Now, the debate over gun control is ratcheting up.
Senate Democratic Chief Chuck Schumer is pushing Republicans to finally act on guns after the Texas shooting. With 19 little kids dead.
Please, damn it, please, think if it was your child or grandchild.
But Schumer notes the prospects of GOP senators shifting course and helping pass substantial laws to curb gun violence are very slim, even as leader Mitch McConnell blasted the shooting.
It's literally sickening.
Alabama Republican Tommy Tuberville said regulating guns won't solve anything. This is a mental health issue.
Guns are not the problem, okay? People are the problem.
New Jersey Democrat Cory Booker says that's the problem. Minds are made up.
Here, nothing is changing.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Moscow is claiming without proof that the sanctions the West is imposing because of Russia's war in Ukraine are making the global food crisis worse. Meanwhile, Russia's trying to make sure it's got enough soldiers to fight its ongoing war.
Lawmakers in Moscow have passed a bill to bolster Russia's army, which is fighting an intense battle for Ukraine's east. 3 months into the war, Russian rockets are pounding towns in the industrial Donbas region. Ukraine's foreign minister said on Wednesday the situation there is extremely bad. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In Senegal, a hospital fire blamed on an electrical short circuit has killed 11 newborn babies. Here in the U.S., police in Philadelphia say four people were shot and wounded last night as they walked to a prom party. No arrests yet. This is AP News. Watch for prices to go even higher. The Congressional Budget Office is predicting the Consumer Price Index is going up. The AP's Ben Thomas.
The nonpartisan agency expects the Consumer Price Index will rise 6.1% this year and 3.1% in 2023. That forecast suggests inflation will slow from its current annual levels of 8.3%. However, it will still be dramatically above a long-term baseline of 2.3%, and it's likely to cause the federal government to pay higher interest rates on its debt. The CBO's 10-year estimates do contain positive news. This year's annual budget deficit will be $118 billion lower than forecast last year. That's a byproduct of the end of pandemic-related spending and the solid job growth it helped spur.
Stocks were in the green yesterday. The Dow was up yesterday 191 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.